is interesting. While Brother Tony was introducing what we were going to speak, Steve and I turned to each other and says, well, we're done. He gave you the whole thing in a nutshell of what we want to share with you this evening. I want to thank Tony and Emil and John for the privilege to talk to you this evening. But, you know, you don't hear very often a lot of talk about your money. How many people have a full-time job? Okay. How many people have a part-time job? Okay. How many people get an allowance?
Yeah.
How many people have no money at all? What I want you to do right now is everybody go into your pocket or your purse or whatever it is that you have that you hold your money. Just take it out. Please. And I want you to do, what I want you to do is hold it up. Okay? Listen up. Now, what I want you to do is pass it to the person to your right. If that next to someone, pass it to someone else. Okay? All right. Okay. All right. Now, what I want you to do, we are going to take a collection. All right, we're going to pass the box, and I want you to open that person's wallet and make a contribution. We won't do that. But what I want you to do is just to think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. When it wasn't your money, and you are ready to give a collection, you are ready to just like, right?
You would give like you always wanted to give.
The fact of the matter is, that's the way it really is. The money you have is someone else's money. It belongs to the Lord. What we would just want to share with you real briefly this evening is something that is really a part of the faith walk, and that is how we deal with this thing called money. From the very first person who was marked as a man of faith, Abraham, his son, his son's sons, they were all very much into this matter of tithing. And tithing is they gave a tenth of what they possessed and gave it to the Lord. It's a matter of your faith walk. How we treat and how we handle our money is directly proportional to the way we practice our faith. And so what I want to just give you this evening is four principles from the Word of God about giving. There's a whole bunch more. I just picked four because they're easy to remember. You can write them down. And as you write them down and you think about them, I just want you to start to cultivate the habit and the practice that as part of my faith in response to God's goodness and grace to me, that out of what He's entrusted me, no matter how little it is, if it's the little bit of allowance I get, if it's the little bit from my part-time job, if it's my full-time job, that I am responding to Him with the money that He has entrusted to me. The first passage we want to look at is 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And we're going to look at four principles of giving, and I want you to just write these down, stick them away in your memory, and every time you get some money in your hand, whether it's a gift, a birthday gift, whether it's a paycheck, whether it's a allowance from your mother or your father, or whether it's your, you know, some inheritance that you get, whatever it is, we want to apply these four principles that we're going to look at tonight. In 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 12. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to what he has not. There are two principles in this verse that we want to highlight. The first one is willingly. Giving, Christian giving, is something that we willingly do. We willingly do it because we've measured the grace of God towards us. And we willingly want to respond to Him. That's the first principle. The second principle, it's proportional. So it's not like you have to look at what Dan's given to think about what I should give. You remember the story that Jesus was sitting in the seat by the temple, and the rich people walked by and they threw tons of money into the collection. And this poor widow came by and she just dropped two mites. And Jesus said she gave more than all that they gave. And so it's proportional. It's according to what God has entrusted you with. If He's entrusted you with $1, what are you going to do with it? Steve's going to do a little bit in a little while talking about the choices that we have with regards to money. But the first principle, it's willingly and it's proportionally. It's according to what you have. You know, sometimes we always think about and we're always spending time, oh man, I ain't got no money. I don't have no money. So-and-so's got money. He could go to the store and he could buy this, he could buy that, and I don't have it. God's not interested in what someone else has. He's interested in what He's trusted you with, and He wants you to proportionally give out of a willing heart. Those are the two principles we want to get out of this verse. Turn the page. And we're going to look at the third principle. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, not of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And so the third principle we want to identify is cheerfully. One guy wrote and he says, God loves a hilarious giver. One who is just so overjoyed with the idea that he can participate in what God is doing to give to His work or to give to the needs of others. So we have willingly, proportionally, and cheerfully. And then the last one I want to share with you this evening is in the first book of Corinthians, chapter 16. First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. This principle is regularly. So we have willingly, we have proportionally, we have cheerfully, and this one is regularly. You know, sometimes what happens is I'm thinking I've got to get this. And if we're thinking about what we need to get, we work and we save and we put together because we know that we're working towards some goal. And so we practice some regularity with regards to how we approach our desire to acquire things. And all this is saying is that, you know what? Part of your regular thinking, part of your regular mindset is that if I have what God has given to me, that I set some aside on a regular basis for His work and for the needs of His people. Four principles. I promised my daughters and I promised that I wouldn't be long. And that's the four principles I want to leave with you. Steve's going to talk to you a little bit about something else, and we're going to hand out a flyer to just help you keep these things in focus. Cheerfully, willingly, proportionally, and regularly.
So Mark alluded to just this one other aspect of money, and that is that money is always connected with choices.